With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The Maryland General Assembly's annual legislative session opens today in Annapolis. The most important environmental bill being proposed this year would pay for a solution to a problem that has been choking the life out of the Chesapeake Bay. Big poultry companies like Maryland's Perdue own the nearly 300 million chickens raised every year on the Eastern Shore, but not the more than billion pounds of manure they produce. The companies dump the responsibility and cost of managing this waste on taxpayers and family farmers. And that financial burden is expected to grow because of new manure fertilizer application limits issued by the Hogan administration last year to reduce runoff pollution into the bay. Proposed legislation, called the Poultry Litter Management Act, sponsored in part by Senators Joan Carter Conway of Baltimore and Rich Madaleno of Montgomery County, would hold the poultry companies, not taxpayers or farmers, responsible for the cost of trucking excess waste to fields that are not already overloaded or to alternative energy or recycling facilities. Betsy Nicholas is Executive Director of Waterkeepers Chesapeake.
This really helps family farmers by taking the burden off of them and shifting it to the big companies that have a lot more money available to them.
In the area of climate change, another bill would require the state to cut its greenhouse gas emissions by about 30% by 2030. Companion legislation would give $40 million to community colleges to educate state residents, especially women and minorities, in climate-friendly jobs like installing solar panels. Mike Tidwell is founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
The $40 million actually come not from taxpayers, not from ratepayers, but from Dominion Resources, a company in Virginia that had to pay $40 million to the state as a condition for the pollution it was creating by exporting frack gas out of southern Maryland to Asia at a facility called Cove Point.
Baltimore delegate Brooke Learman is a sponsor of legislation that would try to cut down on litter by banning the use of plastic grocery bags statewide. Her bill would also add a 10-cent charge for paper bags as a way to encourage people to bring their own cloth reusable bags. Julie Lawson is executive director of Trash Free Maryland. She said that Washington, D.C. imposed a 5-cent charge on plastic and paper bags in 2010. And has seen cleaner streets and waterways as a result.
In D.C., 80% of people carry reusable bags with them. They're so reminded that they don't need the plastic bag and they already have a reusable that they can use for free that they bring those. And then at the end of that chain, we're finding 72% fewer plastic bags and stream cleanups around the area.
Pesticides are also being targeted with restrictions. In the wake of a 60% decline in beehives last year alone in Maryland, proposed legislation would ban the sale of insecticides called neonicotinoids to gardeners and homeowners, although not farmers. Bonnie Raindrop is a Baltimore beekeeper. She said an increasing number of studies suggest that neonics may be playing a role in bee die-offs across the country.
An important correlation to what we're seeing with the loss of 60% of our bees would be to think about if a dairy farmer lost 60% of their cows. You know, it's a devastating number.
It is tough to predict how much of this legislation will actually pass, with most of it facing opposition. But hope springs eternal with the new year and a new General Assembly session, and the odds are reasonable that at least one or two of these bills will be law by springtime and make Maryland a greener place. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.